You're listening to Dr. Groove on the wireless.
I like the music. I'm a music freak.
You're listening to Dr. Groove on Radioactive International.
You're listening to Groove on the Wireless on Radioactive International.
Hello and welcome, dear listeners, to Groove on the Wireless, and this is show number one in volume three. I decided we'd move on since we're starting under another glorious 2025 47th presidency, all that stuff. And as Patrick Frayne said in a recent demotivational article, I think we're at the stage here where collective action is the only thing that's actually going to change things. Individual striving will not. Buying cryptocurrency will not secure you a new house. These are the sad facts where we find ourselves. So this, I decided it's time for a new volume of Groove on the Wireless. It's been a long time, bit of a long break, and I'm happy to be back with you, and hopefully you're going to enjoy the sounds that I'm going to send your way. I will be doing a bit more talking as I'm trying to figure out what exactly I do with myself in these current times, and maybe you could actually help me with that. But first of all, I thought what I'd do is I'd play something from Grant Green, which is kind of like a 70s, maybe 70s, sounds like a cop show theme, in keeping with what you're hearing presently, which is the JBs doing a kind of mellow King Heroin theme from King Heroin, which I always use for the introductory music. So I started off volume 3 with a new introduction, and yeah, we're going to do a little bit of a jazz set, and then I'm going to come back to you and talk to you about my other random thoughts. Welcome to volume 1, Groove on the Wireless. On the day that Donald Trump becomes the 47th president of the United States of America.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
was Common Land from James Holden, his album from last year now. It was really good, and I wanted to play that with you. And before that, we started off with something from 1970, and that was Grant Green, and then we moved into 1979 with something from John McLaughlin and the One Truth Band, Love and Understanding. And then it says that love is understanding, and these are all important messages. I had the funny experience of coming back from being away in the sunshine in January, which is great. And it was like a Goldilocks experience, and I was going like, oh, people have been playing my records, and it's interesting to find out what people like. So some young 20-year-old lad found some comfort in the following record, so we're going to play that now and send it out to Ernie. And this one is Alien Progeny, and it's Santana dub. So that's a good start. If I press this button, it should start.
Every action is part of the creation.
Thank you.
worship in every act, every action is part of the creation.
Yeah. Thank you. Fuck yeah.
Ah, yes, that was the enthusiastic crowd. I might well have been amongst them, among them, at Vicar Street, Lancome. That was Lancome recorded live. Thank you to Crossy for getting me that album for Christmas. Presents are nice. And yes, this day I came across a quote in Shakespeare. So, like, we've been suffering the leadership of fools and tyrants for a long time. So that should give us all hope. We've been able to get through these things before together. This is from King Lear. It goes, Gloucester says this, the King Lear, 'tis the time's plague when madmen lead the blind. And that certainly seemed to resonate with me. And yeah, in this time, I don't really know what to do with my time or energy. What am I going to dedicate my working life to doing in the middle of all this? So if you've got ideas, send them in to me. I'll gladly entertain all ideas, all serious representations and ideas. I also wanted to let you know the other thing. I'm going to write an article about this, about living in these times. Here's something that came from Beckett. Better on your arse than on your feet, flatten your back than either, dead than the lot. But the other one that really resonated was from Baldwin, and it's about on humans. One tries to treat them as the miracles they are while trying to protect oneself against the disasters that they've become. I think on a day that Trump gets inaugurated, that's probably the most appropriate of all. This woman I had the pleasure of seeing perform live along with the Pogues, and I'd forgotten about how beautiful her voice is. So this is Bridget May Power, and we'll play a couple of other tunes, and that should conclude, possibly just one more tune, and then that will conclude the great return of Groove on the Wireless. And this is Show 1, Volume 3.
I
Thank you.